No, but Tom, congratulations! What a second period you guys had.
No, it was a great. It was a great period of hockey, and the guys played just great hockey. They were possessed after we got a little lead. They were possessed, and you know, we got a lot of breaks tonight too. But you know, you want to think that you make your breaks, Schulze.
Well, it must have been nice. I mean, not having to worry down the stretch there, Tom. That's a rarity. But you guys certainly have earned it the way you've played the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, you're right, Bissett. But
Still were nervous?
I'm still nervous. Like, you know what? I mean, I was about 2 minutes to go. I'm going, okay. Even when we got the penalty, I was fine. But, that's just the coach in me.
Well, with 6 minutes left, I'm like, all right, in 6 minutes we'll have a trophy presentation. I'm like, wait a minute. Goofy thing's going to happen. I'll take that back. Jackson Judding, what a way to go out. What a night he had. Just an absolute spark plug for you tonight.
No, he was, I mean, you know, Judge is our guy. It's just the way he's our guy. And, he did that in Mankato the first time around. He was the reason that we beat him that Saturday night.
Well, you guys, you can go down the lineup, Tom. I mean, it's a team sport, and I don't know in the last 4 weeks if I've seen a team that you've coached play so cohesively and have almost, I mean, everybody's chipped in along the way here.
Yeah, I'm watching this. Holy moly, that thing's the camera. That thing is just going around like a son of a gun right here. You know what? I heard cohesive, and I'm watching this thing right here.
Which is not cohesive, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, thanks, Bess. I appreciate that.
In all seriousness, have you had a fourth line that has done what your fourth line's done the last couple of weeks?
Again, they've played well. We've had good fourth lines before. So I don't know Schulze, but I'm so proud of them. And, no, they're a big part of they're a big puzzle piece right now.
Dante Lawson's 5'11", 170. He goes and stands in front of the net, and good things happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, those guys are playing. Speaking of playing possessed, they're playing possessed. They're managing the puck. They're making plays. They're creating a lot of scoring chances.
Pretty special to do this at home, Tom. You've got alumni here. What's it mean to you and to this team to do it here at the Sanford Center?
Oh, the first time around we did it, we won that thing. Schulze, when was that? The second weekend, maybe the first or second weekend of February with about 3 weeks to go. And we won it in Huntsville. And it wasn't the same, but it is what it is. You can't bellyache. You want to win. But there's nothing like doing it at home with a game like this. And, again, with your rival who's competing for the cup as well. So there was just a lot riding on this, and it was you couldn't have asked for anything better from our standpoint.
Tom, I'm not going to lie. When I saw the cup coming out of that doorway, out onto the ice, I'm like, oh, that's Brian Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Fitzy.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps, Tom.
Well, I was.
What does tonight mean to those? To those four and to all of your alums.
Well, you just want to make sure they're involved and they're included because, again, we stand on the shoulders of the players who played before us, and that's those guys.
So how many texts? 100?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet. I haven't looked yet, guys. But there will be a lot, and that's great. That's what it's supposed to be.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.